Thank you. This is a number off the Go the Distance CD. It's a little song about the town I grew up in back in New Jersey. My feelings about being a teenager in that town and trying to convince them that I wanted to play the blues back in the mid-60s. They didn't quite understand. I ended up writing a song called You Got to Leave This Town.
Thank you.
years that we've been playing here in this beautiful city, and all the times we've played here in this venue, which, by the way, is my very favorite place to play in the whole world right here. One thing I know is that the people of Amsterdam love rock and roll. Thank you. Mr. Andrew Hill, give it up for him. Well, I think right now we're going to do some numbers off our new CD.
Okay,
the CD is called Full Circle. And what we did was rent out a studio in Los Angeles and call up some friends of ours and invite them to come on in the studio and have a jam session. And we recorded it to see what happened. And we rented out the studio and sat back and waited to see who was going to show up. And a lot of great people showed up. People like Mr. John Mayall showed up. Mr. Jeff Healy. Mr. Joe Bonamassa. Mr. Bernard Addison. Mr. Eric Sardinas. Mr. Coco Montoya. Junior Watson, James Harmon, Richie Hayward from Little Feet. It was a virtual extravaganza. It was a lot of fun. But I want to do one right now that we did with a couple of gentlemen who are legendary blues musicians in the United States. A couple of guys who I had the honor of playing in John Lee Hooker's band with them back in the mid-1970s. Mr. Finest Tasney and Mr. Deacon Jones. Now Deacon Jones started off playing keyboard in the early 60s with Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. From there he played 15 years with Freddie King, and then 20 years as the band leader for the late great John Lee Hooker. Finest Tasney started off with ZZ Hill back in Texas in the late 50s. He went on to play for years with Freddie King. And when I met him, he was playing bass in the John Lee Hooker band that I was in. The Finest Tasney, to my way of thinking, is one of the greatest American blues singers that we have over there. These guys are the real thing. They've been at it for years and they're finally getting some recognition in America. And I'm very happy for them. Here's the song we did with them. It's called I Can't Help But Fall Apart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Flyers there. I hate it when that happens. Anyway, right now we're going to bring up Mr. Sammy Avila. I need Sammy to sing a song for you right now. Sammy's written a song he wants to do for you. It's called Baby, Spread My Gravy. I'll tell you what we need to do right now. We need to get a young fella up here. You heard him singing harmony with us earlier in the evening. I want him to come on up here right now and sing a song for the good people of Amsterdam, Netherlands. I'd like you to give it up for this fella. Make him welcome. He's going to sing his butt off for you right now. Mr. Andrew Elk, come on.
Thank you.
song. You know, for about 30 seconds in the middle of that song, I thought I was Jimmy Page. Yeah, turn the page. As long as we got Andrew up here singing, I'm going to make him keep working and get him to play guitar on this song, okay? Can you hear it? Here's one you might recognize. Thank you. remember your first love. Yeah, I want to hear you know that. I want to hear the people in the balcony right now. Come on! And the people way up there, I want to hear you now, right now. Oh, it sounds so good as the day he moves my heart. Oh, just a typical evening around the fire in the living room of Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah!
Thank you very much, thank you very much. Well, you know, I'm very excited to be here tonight in Amsterdam. Because my good buddy Walter Trout, he's made 6 records in Memphis, Tennessee. But Walter has invited me, the king of rock and roll, to come here and be a part of the celebration right here in Amsterdam, Netherlands. Now, I don't care what you've read about me. I don't care what you've heard about me. I don't go for this stuff going over in the Bulldog. I don't go for it. But what I do go for is this. You ain't got the money!
You ain't nothing but
going to say it again. The Paradiso and the people of Amsterdam, to me, is the greatest audience in the whole world. And you know, 3 years ago, when we wanted to make a DVD, my record company asked me, where is your very favorite place to play? We'll do it there. We did it right here. This is it. So we want to thank y'all for coming out tonight. I do believe in the 16 years now that we've been coming here and playing the Paradiso for you good folks. This is the biggest audience we've ever had. I love it. I can't move that guy. This is amazing. And we love you so much that when we're done playing, we're going to come out there where they're selling the CDs, and we're just going to hang out with you. That's it. It's going to be a little crazy, but we're going to go for it. Now, I got to play the blues here. Is that all right?
Thank you.
tonight.